For a candidate looking for primary votes, there's nothing quite like a county party organization's spring dinner to solidify your support among the most faithful voters. But at this event sponsored by Champaign County Democrats, festooned with campaign signs, the candidates at the top of the ticket are absent. County Democratic Chair Tony Fabry got some disappointing news from one candidate for governor a couple of days before the dinner.
You know, I spoke with Eisendrath this morning, and, you know, he was sorry he couldn't make it, and they're going to try and send somebody, you know, as a surrogate, but, you know, it would be great if they were here, but I understand why they can't be.
Edwin Eisendrath's competitor is Governor Rob Blagojevich, and so far Blagojevich has made very few strictly campaign appearances, downstate or otherwise. Fabry's not too concerned about the lack of candidates in Champaign, but he acknowledges there's a feeling among some that downstate gets short shrift in the statewide electoral picture. Champaign County's Republican leaders also know the story. Jason Barrickman, who's expected to assume the GOP county chairman's role next month, thinks this area gets its due, even if downstate's clout is seen as shrinking.
We're a target on the candidates' radar screens, and they hit down here, you know, a couple of times at least before the election they make their appearances. The problem, of course, being that here we are, a county of 200,000 or not even 200,000 people. There's townships up in Cook County that are double our size alone.
Barrickman says candidate visits are often less frequent before primary day, and the GOP frontrunner Judy Bart Topinka skipped two debates in Champaign-Urbana earlier in this campaign. For political purposes, downstate Illinois is anything that's not in the Chicago media market, and as a proportion of the state's population, it's getting smaller. But it's not yet small. Nowadays, political analyst Kent Redfield at the University of Illinois Springfield says Democrats can expect about 25% of their primary vote to come from outside Chicago and the collar counties. And for the Republicans, it's about 45%.
There's also an ideological dimension to that. Downstate has kept its percentage of the Republican vote has not dropped as much as its drop in population because downstate is becoming increasingly more conservative and increasingly more Republican.
Former Governor Jim Edgar has seen that ideological shift too. He says as late as a decade ago, common wisdom was that the candidate who carried the complicated blend of conservative Republican central Illinois counties and traditionally Democratic counties in the South could count on winning the state overall, but not so now.
When I ran in 1990, I carried downstate by less than 2%, and I won the election by less than 2%. Now, today, if a Republican only got carried downstate by 2%, then the Democrats have the election won.
In Edgar's opinion, the tightest battleground region of the state has moved to Chicago suburbs. Edgar and Kent Redfield agree that though there are plenty of GOP bastions left in DuPage, Lake, and even suburban Cook counties, they've drifted slightly more Democratic over time.
Blagojevich was the first Democratic candidate for governor to carry suburban Cook County. And that means suburban Cook has become more Democratic, but it also means that, you know, some of this geographic center is shifting more towards away from downstate, I guess, is a better way to say it.
Not only that, but Chicago sprawl is starting to claim counties further afield, like Kendall and Grundy, counties that in earlier times counted as downstate. But downstate still has value in this statistic. Both parties know that a downstate voter is more likely to be older and thus more apt than average to show up at the polls. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.